our meeting over. Brethren, we must part, and if I never more will see you, I will love you in my heart, and will lay on that shore, on that shore. Yes, we'll lay on that shore where we'll shout and sing forevermore. Oh, sisters, now our meeting is over. Oh, sisters, we must part. And if I never more will see you, I will love you in my heart, and will lay on that shore, on that shore. Yes, we'll lay on that shore where we'll sing and shout forevermore. Oh, children, now our meeting here is over. Oh, children, we must part. And if I never more will see you, I will love you in my heart, and will lay on that shore, on that shore. Yes, we'll lay on that shore where we'll sing and shout forevermore. We're going to soon depart this veil of tears, of worries and bad news. Sickness and sorrow will fade away one day. And I love what the Bible said. It said, and the former things will not come into mind. The former things will be done away with. Behold, all things will become new. Here in this world we have many trials and tribulations. Many sorrows comes our way sometime, and sometime we don't understand. But we know that God has got everything under control, Brother Larry. We know that God is able to deliver us no matter what comes or what goes. And He said all things will work together for good for them that love and serve the Lord. We may not understand it. We may not realize even the evil that is Satan is brung our way. Yet God will take that and somehow make a blessing now of it for us. I don't understand all there is to know about everything. But one thing I do know, that God is the same yesterday, the day, and forevermore. He said, I change not, I am God, and beside me
there is none other.
I'm a God at hand. I'm not a God on a journey. No, He's the same God that was in the wilderness. Down in the wilderness when Moses brung the children of Israel across the Red Sea, brethren, when they began to sing, they sung the song of Moses and of the Lamb. God, the same God, brought the pardon and water. He's able to part the waters of your life. The troubled seas in your life. God is still in power today. God is still at hand. He's a God that can be filled with our infirmities. He's a God, brethren, today is able to deliver us from the uttermost part. God is a God tonight that I love with all my heart. I don't understand all there is to know about Him, brethren, tonight. But I don't have to know it all. All I got to know is that He's mine and I'm His. Brethren, and by His Spirit He has bore witness that I'm a child of the King, brethren, and I'm like David of old. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still water. Brethren, and though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me. And thou anointest my head with oil. Do you like to have the oil applied to your head and let it run down over you, and all your heart just filled up and bubbles over? And he said, the Lord anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Brother, the night, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's a beautiful place, brother, that He has set up for us to dwell in. It's a beautiful habitation. He said, I create Zion, a solitude plain, a place of quietness. The doleful bird, the owl won't be there. The lion's whelp never trotted in. The vultures I cannot see in. No, the day is for the redeemed of the Lord. Those that's been down to the banquet house, those that chose Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior. It's prepared for you today. Listen today, brother, in that land, it's a land where you'll never grow old. I was born 1953 under the Ruggles family. Brethren, in my days on earth is almost spent, but I was born 1975 right back there in the little jewel church here. And that birth, brethren, gave me eternal life. It's never gonna pass away. No, I know what God does. He does forever, brethren. The Bible says no man can add unto it. No man can take away. He said, I'm God, and beside me there is none other than I. I'm not looking for none other, Brother Jim. I'm just holding on to the Master. I'm looking for Him to come. I'm like the old writer said, I watch watch and pray, for you know not when the Master will come, whether he'll come in the morning, whether he'll come in the evening tide. We don't know when he comes, but he said, be a wise man and watch and pray, for you know not the hour. Brethren, today, but one thing we do know is that Jesus has promised unto us. He said, if I go away, I'm going to come again, Brother Lon. I'm going to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Where is he at tonight, brother? He's seated on the right hand of the majesty on high. All power and authority, angels have been made a subject unto him, brother. He is God, and I love him tonight. I give him my life. I didn't have nothing to give him, brother, but I said, here am I, Lord, save or I perish. Listen tonight, brother, and he took that little lame offering, brother, and what did he do for me? He made me a new man, a brother of the night. He put a robe of righteousness upon me. He put on my head a crown, brethren, of glory. Listen, a breastplate of faith. Listen, he put on me, and he shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel. He gave me a shield, brethren, to ward off all the fiery darts of the devil. I want you to know tonight, we've seen many apparels in this life. I've had many a darts thrown in my life, brethren, but I've got a shield tonight, brethren, that the devil cannot penetrate through. Listen today, brethren, this old church has got a shield around her. You believe that tonight, brethren? This song, he said, shall be sung in the land of Judea. We have a strong city. This is our city tonight, at the city of God, brother. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and for born. The writer said, as the mountains and the hills are around Jerusalem, so is the Lord around and about his people, henceforth and forever. Brother Kenny, I don't have to worry about getting up in the morning and saying, God, where are you at tonight, Lord? Are you here this morning? I can look out and see his handiwork. I see the sun come up again, and I thank him for another day. Look out on the hill, the collar and book of the Lord, brother. What a beauty to behold, just to have eyes to see, just to have ears to hear. A little bird sang its little song, has no worry about tomorrow. The swallow, brother, and the crane knows her appointed time. But my people, brother, they've forgotten me. Listen, they went, Israel went, they hewed them out, cisterns, they hewed them out, broken cisterns, and they've forsaken me, the fountain of living water. Tonight, friend, don't build your house upon some foundation that's cracked, brother. It cannot stand the test of time. Build your house upon the rock, so when the rains come, when the storms beat against your house, you'll be able to stand that day. He said, therefore standing, listen, having your loins girded about with truth. What is truth tonight, brother? Taking on Jesus. Listen tonight, brother. The word of life, it's able to deliver you. Amen. It's able to make you wise, brother. It's able to show you the path. And he said, his word is a lamp under your feet tonight, brother. It's very important to study the word of God that you may know how to go in and out, that you may be able to fight, taking that shield of faith and fighting and warning off the fiery darts of Satan. And above all of these, taking the sword of the Spirit. This word here, he said, was quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to divide asunder. Listen, he said, it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the mind. It'll separate down to the joint and the marrow. And it's a discerner of the thought, the very thought you have, and the very intents that you have in your heart. God is already searching them out. No wonder the writer said, created me a clean heart and a righteous spirit, brother. God, don't let me have animosity in my heart. God, don't let me hate and turn my eyes from the people of this world. Listen, we need to pray for them, brother. We need to pray for one another, and forsake not to pray for the sinner man, brother, whom God died for. He died a horrible death that day, that you and I might have life.
Yes, yes.
And we might have it more abundantly. It's abundant life in the Lord God. He don't just have a little to give. He has abundance to give. The province of God is greater than our minds can comprehend. Our hearts cannot understand the depth of our God. What is the province of God, brother? Before you sin, he's already got your life planned down. That's the way I look at it, Brother Jim. I don't know what tomorrow holds for me, but I know who holds tomorrow, and my life is in his hand, and I'm holding on. I'm looking. I'm waiting for him to come. I might be standing here. I might be proclaiming the word. I don't know where I'll be. Wherever I am, I pray all the time, God, let me die in the vineyard. Lord, let me have health and strength to work and preach until I can't go no more, brother. Then take me home, Lord. I want to go where troubles won't come. Sometime I look, Brother John, and I thank God. Lord, I've preached everywhere. I've done this and I've done that, and my children's raised. Just me and Brenda over there. It might be good if we just go home sometime. But you know what, Brenda? God knows when it's time for us. God knows how much we can suffer in this world. God knows, listen, tonight what we need. And I'm dependent on him tonight, brother. I'm waiting on the Lord, brother. I'm trusting in his word. He said, if you honor his word, God will honor you, brother. I want you to know tonight, I love his word tonight. I'm holding on to his word and his promises tonight that cannot fail. His promises tonight. He has promised today. He'll put no more upon you than you're able to bear. But with the temptation, I'll make a way for your escape. Who is that way tonight? Jesus. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the light. It's the regenerative. He works in the minds of people. We can't see him working sometime, and he's on the other side. He's a talking in their ear, telling them sometime they'll listen to him. Listen tonight. God is greater than we give him credit for, brother. And I want you to know there's nothing impossible with this God that I serve tonight. He's able to deliver. He's able to give unto you eternal life. And if you don't know him tonight, today's the day of salvation.
Yeah, today.
You can have salvation today. You don't have to put it off to tomorrow. We've made salvation so hard to get. Sometimes people think Well, I can never obtain that. You know why you can't obtain it? Because you won't give him your heart. You give him. You give him your mind. You say, God, I'll serve you today if you do such and such. You got to give God your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you got to mean it. And you know what? Like I preached there, God knows your heart, and He knows whether you mean it or not. But if you'll humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt you in due time. And if you're a sinner, man, He will save you when He sees your heart is right towards Him. Not that you've done anything to merit salvation, because grace of God was without merit, brother.
Right. You get.
You're saved by grace through faith, that not of yourself. It's a gift of God.
Yeah.
Not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't work your way in there. But I tell you what, you've got to be obedient to the heavenly calling. You've got to be obedient. You've got to seek Him diligently. How is diligently, brother? With everything in you. But when you can do that, that means your heart is toward Him.
Amen.
And when you can do that, that's when God's going to save you. And that's the trouble with all mankind. Get you a song, Brother Fred. Most people in this world will not receive salvation because they love the world. They love the world and the things that's in the world. You know what's in the world? The lust of the flesh. They love it. The pride of life. They love it. And the lust of the eye. He said, this is of the world, and the world passeth away. But the fruits of the Spirit, brother, that's what we want.
Yeah.
It's love, peace, joy, and happiness, and gentleness, godliness. It's right on down the line. Whole list of them.
Good thing.
It's wonderful to have the Spirit of God. And to know God. Is it going to be? There's people looking for a time to come when they're going to have 1,000 years on this earth to get right in. You know what? There's going to be a lot of disappointed people in that day. If God has not set up a kingdom, I'm the worst fool man ever walked on the face of the earth. This kingdom, the day He come to set up a kingdom. He said, He prophesied, He said, in the days of these kings shall the Lord God of heaven set up a kingdom. It shall not be left unto another people, but it shall break in two and subdue all other kingdoms. He said, and the kingdoms of that all the nations will bring their glory into it. Well, I'm going to tell you today, that kingdom's here. And in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness can bring it into it.
Yep. He's accepted.
That's what he's talking about, brother. He ain't talking about some natural thing.
No.
God took it out of nature and put it into spiritual. We don't have to. He said, sacrifices and offering thou wouldest not.
Behold.
That God that we read, I studied here one hour, God done away with the ordinances. Of the law, the ordinances, not of the law, but of the ordinances of washing the pots and brazen vessels and offerings of sacrifice. God done away with that. But the commandments of God are just as good today as it was in the day that was written. They have not changed. It's still sin to steal. It's still sin to commit adultery and lie and cheat and steal and murder. It's still sin. But you know what? I'm going to say this and we'll close. But Apostle Paul made it very plain. And such were some of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such were some of you. Don't you be running around boasting like you ain't sinned. There's people gets in the church and acts like, don't come near me, I'm holier than thou. You ought to be thankful. Just be thankful that God's lift your feet out of the mire and the clay and saved you. Give you grace. That's the only thing different between you and a sinner man out on the road is grace.
Right.
You receive grace and he ain't. But he can.
He can
just like you got it, he can get it.
Yep.
Just obey. So let your light shine that men can see your good works and glorify your Father. God, it's not God's will that any man would perish. It's not His will that sinners would go down, but His will that all would come to repentance and live. There's life in Him. If you want it, you can have it. It's free tonight. He already paid the debt for it. The price has already been paid for it. He purchased the field that He might obtain the pearl.
Yes.
The pearl was the church. Yes. It was in the field. He come and He died and purchased her that He might redeem her out of that wilderness land and bring her into the land of plenty that flowed with milk and honey, brother. We got it today, people.
We got it.
We got her.
Yes, sir.
Don't ever doubt you're not living in the land of it's flowing with milk and honey. Unto them of Israel, the land of Canaan was a land of plenty.
Yes.
And our land today is not natural, it's spiritual.
Amen.
And we got a land of Canaan that is filled with all good things. There's nothing I can add to it. It's all good.
Yeah. Same.